Ja, dann bin ich eine Arbeiter, so.
If you're one word clear, please.
Nah,
If
it's
I'm not going
golden.
to, I don't do that. I don't care.
You
It
can
is
laugh if you
golden.
want to, you can, but just
One,
don't turn it into Gehenna. One is enough.
When I say one, I'm not
Leave it off to Gehenna setting, if that's
Don't
okay.
say
All
I have
right.
68.
There's 68 bags. All right, don't say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page, bottom of page, Kuf Chof Gimel. Kuf Chof Gimel. So if you remember again, so the Mechaber was speaking about the idea that in order to be able to overcome anything negative that's within, that there may be extra svarim in the back over there. I'm not sure. Is that an extra? Okay. So in order to be able to overcome whatever negativity may exist within the individual, so it's important to understand that the Mechaber's position is, you can't overcome Ra by simply supplementing Tov. You can't do that. So if a person has something negative within, it's not just enough to go ahead and start doing something positive. You have to address the Ra itself. You have to address the Ra itself. And the way he's explaining the way to address the Ra ultimately is to discover and then ultimately to identify with the Neshama. So now he's going to take us on a little bit of a tangent, but it's going to link right back. So it's the section that begins Ahava. Love is the power of unity. So he writes the following: Dibarnu ad ato. We've spoken until now. Al hadimoy ha'atzmi hashlili shal adam imatzmo alatzmo. So we've spoken until this point about literally hadimoy ha'atzmi hashlili, negative self-perception that a person has about himself with himself. V'chein kol sh'ar chelkei hargoshos hashlilios shekayamos ba'adam klapei atzmo. We've spoken about all of the different negative feelings that a person has towards himself. Al And now we're going to speak about perhaps one of the most important positive feelings that a person could have towards themselves. Page Kof Chav Dalet. Yeshna Nukuda Shoroshes Benefesh Adam Hanikres Ahava. There is Nukuda Shorosh. This is a very important phrase. Nukuda Shorosh literally means there is a almost like a foundational pillar that a person has to building themselves, a foundational pillar that a person has within his soul, and it's called Hanikres Ahava. It's called love. Ubisvar Makadoshim Uvor, Sha'ava, Sha'ava, He Etzem Hakim Shala Adam. So the Svar Makadoshim, in Hasidic literature, it writes that love is the very kiyum, is the very thing that sustains man. Without love, a person cannot live. Kilomar, b'mabat shtachi, efshar haya lispor shiyesh olam v'yesh bochiyus. So meaning, if you take a very simple, almost like one-dimensional view of the world, so one could say to themselves that there is a world, yesh olam, there is existence, and yesh chiyus. I will say, what's the difference between existence and chiyus? So a person could exist, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a person feels alive. So there's existence, there's olam, and there's chiyus, and there's a feeling of, going to be a better word for this, a feeling almost of, well, there's existing is one state, and then what's the state above existing? I guess living, yeah, a vitality, maybe vitality. Vitality, vibrancy. So he goes on, v'chelek min achiyus, and part of chiyus, part of that feeling of vitality, vibrancy, is love. Now, what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is the way we often think about love, and we're going to have to see what kind of love exactly he's referring to, is love is a nice thing. It's a nice thing if you could have it. It's a nice thing if you could experience it. But if not, you're still going to breathe. You're still going to live. You're still going to go on. Meaning you don't need love in order to exist. You may need love in order to be vibrant and vital, but you don't need love to exist. Call Adam berega shu margish shu Adam also. Yesh lochius mizeh. There's no better feeling in the world than knowing that someone loves you, whether that someone is your spouse, whether that someone is your child, someone is a friend. Everybody wants to know that they're loved. And when I know that I'm loved, that's I have chiyus. I feel even more vital and vibrant as a result. But again, is love necessary in order to live? Clinical tests have shown that most people think the answer is no. No, it's nice if you can have it, not vital to my existence. But our rabbis teach us, Sha'olam chesed yibona. Quotes over the pasuk. Literally, the world is built on chesed. The chesed ki yadua, Novea minekudas nesina shinekudas ava. So what does it mean that the world is built on chesed? So also, we've all heard this concept before. And often we interpret it is that chesed, which we interpret as simple chesed, the ability or the act or the wherewithal, the desire to do for another, that is what the world is built upon. So the way the Mechaber here explains it is a little bit different. The chesed ki adua, what is chesed? What is this kindness? What is this willingness to give to another? Novea minekudas nesina shehi nekudas ha'ahava. I will say, if you remember it again, you know, I think it's probably the most famous Shema Bracha Svart. So what's the most famous Shema Bracha Svart? Right? Ahava, what does ahava mean? Have, which means to give. So I will say, so leaving aside the Shema Bracha Svart, it's a very important yisod. So loving, to love, means to give. The Mechaber therefore explains that when the Pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibane, the world is built on Chesed, Chesed comes from somewhere. Where does chesed, where does the ability to give to another, to provide for another, whether that's of my material resources, my emotional resources, my spiritual resources, where does that come from? Where does that meat of chesed come from? He posits it comes from ahava. It comes from love. Because love is the overarching attribute that causes a person to want to give to another. That giving takes many different forms in this world, but the desire to give stems from the foundational attribute of love. Ve'imkein, therefore, we could posit etzem mitzia sa'olam hi ha'ahava. Therefore, one could suggest that really, if you hold olam chesed yibana, if you say the world is really built on chesed, then the world is really built on what? The world is really built on love. That there is no, it's not just the pshat that love is nice if you can get it, right? That love is like, you know, love will make you feel warm and fuzzy if someone in life loves you. No. It's that there is no existence without love. Again, Olam Chesed Yibon is one of the manifestations of that principle. But there is no world without, there is no existence without love. Kol Hametzius Shel Habriah, Ki Metzius Shel Harkava. So our entire existence is one. Harkava means of mixtures. So nothing is one dimensional in our existence. Metzius Shel Chibur. We live existences of connection. Afilu Adam Mesoch Atzmo. Even a person, just my own body. Murkov Miadayim Raglayim Evarim Pinimim Evarim Chitzonim. So if you think about it, we're a mixture. So I have hands, I have feet, external organs, internal organs. Ilu Lo Haya Koach Ahava Mesoch Adam Atzmo. If there was not a koach of ahava within man himself, who hayanira kimo rachmana litzlan acharei tuuna, a person would look like what a person chasson looks like after an accident. Hayadayim kan vaharaglayim sham. So I'll say this is very interesting. What the Mechaber is suggesting, and we'll have to trust him on this journey a little bit, because he's going to make some very interesting, innovative statements. What he's suggesting is that ahava represents the foundational universal pillar of giving. That's what ahava represents. That's olam chesed yibana. The universe is built on a sense of giving. That sense of giving, the Mechaber posits, is what creates a sense of connection. Now, when we say olam chesed yibana, the way we understand that connection is how? Because I give to you, you give to me, we're all connected. He's talking something much more profound. This is not just simply an interpersonal connection. This is even an inner connection. The concept of ahava represents the idea that things in this world are interconnected. The desire to give connects. So for example, it was like what the Mechaber would suggest, the applications of this is that the desire to give is not just to one another. On a deeper, perhaps more esoteric level, my heart, my physical heart, yearns to give to my body. So what does my heart therefore do? My heart pumps blood to the rest of my body. Everything is interconnected with each other, and that sense of interconnectedness stems from somehow almost like a divinely implanted desire to give. Now we'll see what this has to do with anything in just a little bit. But about Tashtachi, when we look at this kind of in a panoramic view, Ein Adam Eino Mavin Ma Koshur Chiburim Shel Yadav Raglav Yava. Now he says, I know you're reading this, and you're wondering to yourself, what does the connection of my hands and my feet to my body have to do with love? Have to do with love. Hare Kisha Adam Rachmana Leslan Shover Esaregel. He says, if I break my foot, right, so I don't call on the power of love to heal my foot. Right? I don't start to, what do I do if I break my foot? Mechabrim os es ha'atzamos. in beragim. Beragim literally means screws. Screws, I guess, and it's a pretty severe break. All right, whatever screws, I remedy it. V'chi le'beragim yesh ahava. Is there love? Is there love associated with the screws that hold my foot in place? Ezo ahava. What ahava are we referring to? So we'll say, he says over here, with this we'll stop. Aval tzorech ladas she'ava b'gematria echad. So he says you should know that ahava in gematria is one. I was like, what does that mean? What is so you'll use your higher mathematical skills. I know it's early in the morning, but leaving aside, even if she, you know, sometimes in gematria, so units of hundreds are just treated as their first number. So shin is 300, but one can make the argument that shin is treated like three. Even if you treat shin like three, it's still not the same as ava. What he's saying is this is not a numeric gematria. This good. We're gonna see that in just a moment. But you could add up if you treat shin as three, not as 300. But also on a simple level, what he's saying is ava and unity are the same concept. They're the same concept. Ava koach ha'achdus. Ahava represents the power of unity. Hakoach hapanimi hu hakoach hanikra echad. The koach hapanimi, this inner koach, which we'll define, is called echad. V'halavush shelo nikra ahava. And the garment with which it clothes itself is called ahava. Eich ma'achadim ba'olam. How do we create unity in this world? Mikoach ahava. From the power of love. All right, we'll stop over here for today. I know that today was a little bit cryptic in terms of understanding where exactly this fits into this whole discussion, but Amir Hashem, he'll tie it together. We'll see by tomorrow already. Remember, just don't lose sight of what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish over here is trying to figure out how to really identify with the neshama. We make the mistake of too often identifying just as a guf, kind of with a secondary neshama. We have to try to figure out how to identify as a primary neshama with a secondary guf. And what the Mechaber is going to suggest is that the koach ha'ava is one of the ways in which we do that. All right, stop over here.